Oh, very excited to have our next guest on, Juice. He had to wait 12 months to get a crack at it, but he's taken to it like a duck to water. Yeah. Speaker Curtly Hampton, he's just experienced his first showdown. It was a big win. He played well. Kurt, welcome to the Rush Hour, mate, and tell us all about it. What was it like? You were a Crows fan growing up as a kid. Dream come true?
Yeah, oh, thanks for having me, boys, firstly. And, like you said, Crows fan growing up as a kid, so I knew what the showdowns were all about. It's been some, you know, pretty good battles over the years. So yeah, I was pretty excited leading up to it. Didn't want to get too excited too early and just try to let the game come to me. And I was lucky enough to get the win, which was really good. But yeah, the atmosphere was crazy and it was just so contested, the game, and it was felt like a final. So yeah, it was unbelievable.
Mate, do you feel comfortable now that you're part of the team and you know your role within that team now, Curtly? Yeah, because you laid 9 effective tackles, your pressure off the ball was outstanding, and look, and when you've got the ball in your hands, you are very, very dangerous, but you look like you're a lot more comfortable within yourself now.
Yeah, it's taken a few weeks to feel a bit comfortable, I reckon. JLT was good for me, obviously, first time I played with any of the boys, so that was really good, but... Mm. Yeah, on the weekend, definitely started to feel a bit more comfortable. Pikey's been really good. He's just been telling me to stay calm and, you know, let the game come to me. And, yeah, just like you said, playing my role, whether that's trying to bring the pressure and tackle, or, you know, when I get the ball, just play off my natural instincts. But, yeah, definitely starting to feel comfortable now. But all the leaders definitely helped me with that as well. We've got some great leaders, Rory Sloane in the midfield, who I've been lucky enough to work with over the preseason, Big Tex up forward, Eddie Betts, and Daniel Talia down back. They really helped me feel comfortable for the game as well, which is good.
Been a super start, mate. Let's go back to that first quarter. Sloaney called it the hottest start he's experienced in his showdown career. The noise, the time around the footy, the hit, what was it like?
It's exactly right. It was pretty crazy. I started on the bench, but just watching from the bench, it was just no one had time to get a clean possession out. So when I come on, all I was thinking was, you know, don't try to overuse it. Yep. If they've got it, just hunt and tackle them. So yeah, I guess it was just about who was going to settle the quickest. Paul got off to a really good start. So the coaches put it on us to, you know, come back and, you know, get back to playing the way we play, which is contested footy and really good defence, and felt like we did that. But yeah, the start of the game was crazy. The crowd was going mad, and it was definitely a hot footy at the start.
Curtly, the team review today, what was the positives that you all took out when you sat down as a group and looked at some footage against Port Adelaide?
Yeah, we just reviewed the game, and it wasn't nothing flash. It was a very contested game, a lot of stoppages. So Pikey was just really, really impressed with some of our one-on-one battles that our backline players had, especially late in the game, was outstanding. A lot of courageous efforts, and our tackling was really good in our contested possession, which Scotty Camporelli really put on us midfielders during the week. He wanted us to go out there and just have a real crack. Port had been really good the first few weeks. Their contested footy has been probably the best in the AFL, so it's a really good challenge for us, and one that we was really looking forward to. So I felt like that's what we were good at on the weekend.
I think the club may have to register Charlie Cameron as a lethal weapon pretty soon with the government of Australia the way... He is getting around, whether he's barreling into blokes with he's dangerous and off the back. And then with that speed, I'm pretty sure he signed up for the 2018 Comm Games on the Gold Coast too. Lightning quick is this young man? And his belief must have gone through the roof because he looks so comfortable out there that he can take a game on.
Yeah, nah. Charles is lightning. That's a credit to him in the preseason that he had. A lot of the leaders told him that, you know, he's really important to the club. And the preseason that he had, they told him to just take full confidence into the games. And he's really done that his first few weeks. Every time he gets the ball, he's just going to take off. So good luck to, you know, whoever's chasing him.
Did you ever laugh, Kurt, that he was going that fast? He bounced it, he missed it. He had time to go back and then run away from that bloke again?
That's something we see at training all the time. Anytime he gets the ball, he'll take off.
Right.
Probably needs to work on his bouncing a little bit because he tends to do that a bit at training, but he's that quick that he's got that much time. He can go back, get it, have another four bounces and hit someone on the chest.
Curly, before we let you go, Mitch McGovern, a bit of a blow losing him in that first quarter with a hamstring. What's the update on young Mitch McGovern? Do you know what's happened to the young man?
Yeah, obviously Gov's really important to the team. He always creates a good contest in the air, and his defensive pressure is really good as well. So we're really disappointed that he's hurt, and he might be a couple of weeks, but we'll wait for him to reassess with the doctors and see what happens there. But we're hopeful that he'll be back as soon as he can.
Last one for you, Curly. Last time we spoke nicknames. Your boys are running with Drake, Drizzy, a little bit of stuff you don't like there.
No.
I went back a notch, mate. I grabbed a bit of Sade, Smooth Operator. Murph, hit the buttons. I don't know whether you remember this, lady. Smooth, mate. The way you're playing your footy, aside from your tackling machine, I just think you're a bit of a smooth operator, my friend.
Thanks for that, boys. I'll take that before Drake any day, I think.
Good man.
I'm loving it. You keep up the fantastic work. It's great to be watching you be healthy and playing some really good footy, mate. Well done.
No worries. Thanks for having me, boys. Anytime.
There he is, Curtly Hampton.
What an impressive young man.
25 tackles in the opening 3 weeks.
There
only
you go.
Sloney, I think, has got more.
There you go.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Build your game around that side and let the trick bag like
How many tackles did you lay in a game?
25 in a career.